Hi, I'm Lana, from the Wheeler Programme.
Hey, I'm Veronica from the Wheeler Programme.
Hi, I'm Cooper, and I'm also magically part of the Wheeler Programme.
Wow.
I don't remember you, but that's because you weren't really
here. She was on the last year residential.
Yeah. I had already, gone on my school's residential, and so we did, we went caving, which was fun, but, yeah. We had to, go through this letterbox, and you had to, go your head like this, and they, pushed you down when you were like that in there. And my friend needed stitches in her knee and was taken to hospital.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Mm. So we're just going to do a bit of a talk show, and then we'll pick some songs for you.
Thanks. Oh, I've got two songs on my mind.
Rock, paper, scissors.
So you just go right, do the first one, you kick the things up, whichever one fits the bill better.
Yeah, but all my songs are really depressing.
Oh, well.
You know what's not depressing? Green sleeves.
If you do green sleeves, I swear to God, we're not doing that.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah.
Oh, can we?
Of course, yeah.
The King's Men Choir. That's the one I listen. I think that's the most popular one, but different choirs sing it. Welcome back to the radio.
I was gonna play a song by Garbage. Oh, Garbage is pretty good. What? This is offensive to my name and my family.
Garbage.
Yeah, if you put in images, it shows you a bunch of rubbish.
Name a couple of their songs.
Either Push It or It Only Happens When It Rains. They're most...
Thank you.
About like how this works. So because my dad's in like a band, and so sometimes his music gets played on the radio, and then it's always like random stations in like Germany or something, and then he gets like a bit of like a revenue,
royalty.
So yeah, so is that like how do you then pay money to like play the songs?
Yeah, that's right. So we pay a radio license so we can broadcast, and then there's a website called PRS Music where we can buy commercial music. So we buy the tracks slightly more than they cost, I think, if you buy them by yourself. And then the producers, yeah, get a percentage of the proceeds. And then for all of the plays that we get, we do, it goes towards them as well. So yeah, that's how it's divided up. What's your dad's band called?
It's called The Race. They stopped doing music ages ago, and they're releasing an EP soon. So they're releasing like singles now because they've decided to get back together.
What does your dad do in the band?
He's the bassist, but he did a degree in music technology, so he's also like the mixer and stuff.
That's cool.
Probably their newest one, The Best Is Yet To Come. It's like a bird, I think.
Cool. Well, we'll buy that. And so you've actually paid your dad some small amount of royalties.
Yay!
You could tell him when you speak to him, you're going to get a tiny percentage of money coming in.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Yes, I'm waiting for the new Spider-Man to come out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the trailer dropped.
Yeah. That's out 2 weeks now, I think.
Is it?
It's out soon.
I saw Devil Wears Prada too. Ooh. Absolute amazing
movie. I saw Michael.
Love the Devil Wears Prada.
Michael. Michael was a top tier film.
Do I need to see it?
Yes.
Okay.
You should. I'll get the projector and we can watch it.
Okay, bet.
If I can find it.
If you can find it.
I might have to buy it off Prime.
Fair.
I've got it all in Prime, actually. I'll get it out. And I saw The Mandalorian in Grogu. That was good. That was a good one. I wouldn't advise watching it in 4DX, though.
Was it not?
You might fall over. It's very action-y. Yeah.
What's your favourite Marvel movie?
Oh, can I give you a ranking?
Go on.
Right. I'll go from 5 to 1.
All right, bet.
5, I'm going to have to go Iron Man 3. It's not the best one.
Fair.
And then 4th, I'm going to have to go Thor, the first one.
Yeah.
That one wasn't very well made, personally. Lana's looking as if she's disagreeing.
Wait,
with
I'm
me.
Confused about how you're ranking them. Wouldn't 5, you'd like the 5th one?
No.
5 is the worst one.
5 is the worst, 1's the best.
Oh, okay.
Think of it like a behaviour chart yeah, okay. from school.
Oh, then 3rd, we're going to have to go with... Ooh.
Bro's got to think.
Yeah.
Think.
I'm going to have to say Infinity War.
Ooh.
2nd's going to be Endgame.
Yeah.
And in my number one spot, I'm going with Thor Ragnarok. That was...
I've been falling... For 30 minutes.
Was it that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. I'm rearranging. I'm getting rid of Ragnarok.
What?
I'm going Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
I only saw that like once.
It's a good one. Right, Lana, you're going to disagree with me with every single one of them.
I don't like Multiverse of Madness because I think the graphics are too confusing. Yeah. Like, it's a difficult watch. I do like Endgame, obviously, because it's like really, really good. But it's... Iron Man dies. Black Widow dies.
Yeah.
Who else dies? Captain America, like, retires. Or, like, well, no, he gets old. And then I think it's, like, too sad to actually enjoy. Which is why I like Infinity War more than Endgame.
Plot twist. They all come back.
Oh, yeah. No,
in one form or another.
But Captain America doesn't come back. Steve Rogers comes back.
It's Steve Rogers after he became Captain America, though. It's after he.
I feel like they tactically said Steve Rogers, not like Captain America. I don't know. It's something that Marvel would do.
Well, yeah, because they're still going to have Falcon, aren't they?
That's a good thing.
They're going to have Falcon as Captain America.
I'm not the hugest fan of Falcon.
Yeah, no. There's a couple of memes I've seen going around, and it's now a bit irrelevant. But it's Spider-Man and Falcon going at each other. And Tom Holland, Spider-Man, says, I'd go see a Falcon film, but there aren't any. So hush whilst I carry on making my films. But that's a bit irrelevant now because he's got one. Yeah. But technically it isn't a Falcon film. It's a Captain America film.
Yeah.
Mm.
But anyway, your ranking. We didn't get you the ranking.
Okay, so... I don't know. I'm going to do like my top 5 because I can't think of the worst. Although the worst the worst I'd say The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's not irrelevant, but you can watch the whole like saga without it. Because of the they changed to Mark Ruffalo, it gets like it just feels like a separate thing.
Yeah.
A bit like Dumbledore and Harry Potter.
Yeah. And then I also like Iron Man 3. I said that,
yeah.
Did I? That it's I don't know, it just doesn't have much to do.
Yeah.
And then my 5th one is probably the first Avengers, because that's just like the original 6. 2nd Ooh, my 2nd one is Black Widow. But I really like, you know, the opening with Smells Like Teen Spirit. That's like my favourite opening in all of Marvel. But I think that the film is slightly disappointing because people were saying that there should be a trilogy of her like being trained in the Red Room by the Winter Soldier. And then the 2nd film being like in Budapest with Hawkeye. Then rescuing her, and then the 3rd one is the film that we got. So that's quite disappointing, but it's still a really good film.
Mm.
And then 3rd is um probably Infinity War. And then first and second, like, tied are Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
What happened to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
Haven't watched that.
You should. It's a good one.
It is really good. I recommend. You know, like, the, like, after, like, the main characters, they made, like, the more spin-off movies, but still, like, the Marvel characters. I really like Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
It's, like, really good. I
forgot about that.
It's, like, off the spin-off movies, like, I don't know what the other series was. Like, this girl with, like, the plasma blast. I don't remember.
Oh,
I don't remember her name.
Young.
You, do you know what I'm on
Captain
about?
Captain Marvel?
The Marvels?
Yeah.
It was that, and then, yeah.
Or was it Thunderbirds? Or whatever the new one was, that they changed to New Avengers.
I haven't got a clue. Yeah.
They ruined the name of Avengers with that one.
Avengers with a Z, said. What do you guys think about Eternals?
I haven't seen it. A phase about it, and I really liked it, and I haven't watched it since.
I don't like it. I just... It's kind of... The thing is with the Infinity Saga, they had such a clear chronology.
Yeah.
But then when that ended after Endgame, they all kind of, like...
Yeah.
They added new characters, but they added so many new characters. I think this new Avengers out in December is going to be really confusing because you just have so many people.
I think they're keeping characters. They're keeping all the characters. They haven't added many. They've just gone into the new multiverse or the new universe of it all.
Yeah.
But you're on about Endgame being really bad. You do realise Strange Day will happen for a reason.
Pardon?
You'd realise Doctor Strange there will happen for a reason.
Well, yeah,
and
yeah.
If you watched Multiverse of Madness, you see that there isn't just the one reality where Thanos is defeated. There's multiple.
Yeah, but, like, I just don't like how they all died because then they're not, like, coming back.
Yeah.
I think it's really sad.
I wonder, did you ever rank him for...
I haven't watched Marvel films in quite a while. I'd say for top of my list, though, it would definitely have to be, like, Shang-Chi. And the, was it the Rings of Power, I think it was?
The Ten Rings?
The Ten Rings, yeah. Something about rings. And then probably for second, it's got to be like Black Widow or something. Just based off the character. Love Scarlett Johansson.
Let's get the word straight. Have either of you seen Star Wars?
No.
No Star Wars?
No.
I have the... Complete Saga Lego game on the PlayStation 3.
That doesn't count. I'm sorry, that doesn't count.
I haven't watched Star Wars, no.
You should. The original trilogy, I was going to say the best. They make the most sense. But I do quite like Empire Strikes Back.
Fair.
Or A New Hope. I like all of them. Apart from the prequel trilogy, the new one. I think they've... So, let's sum it all up. I think there's 9 movies. You've got the prequel trilogy, then I'm calling it the trilogy for now, and then you've got the prequel. Is it the prequel?
Sequel?
I don't know, it's another trilogy. So they're all in
trilogy.
They're all in groups of 3. So you've got Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith in the first 3. That's all about the prophecy of the Chosen One, Anakin Skywalker. He brings balance to the Force by destroying the Sith. But... That all happens, all the Sith are dead, and because Anakin Skywalker turned Darth Vader, killed Emperor Palpatine, the Supreme Leader. So he dies, that brings balance to the Force, and Vader dies, no more Sith. But the prequel, the new trilogy, it's messed it all up, because Star Wars is about the prophecy, and they've just completely thrown that out the window. Because they brought more Sith back.
I'm going to be so honest. I have lost you completely.
Yeah, I expected that.
I'm very confused currently.
What's the ones where with when like Darth Vader isn't Darth Vader?
The prequel trilogy.
Okay.
So that's Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and most of Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
But they're all named wrong anyway.
Okay.
Who does, do you know who Ewan McGregor plays?
That is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Okay. You'll know who he is.
Yeah, because I've watched Long Way Round, all the other Long Way
Hello
franchises.
There.
Wow.
Could be your drop a track.
Ooh, that's a good idea, actually.
Go on.
Right, so my music taste is very random. But this, don't judge. This is a song I've liked for most of my life, and it's Am I Wrong by Nico and Vince.
I don't know who and or what that is.
You'll know the song if you hear it. It's a good song. Should listen to it sometime.
You should listen to Nine Inch Nails and tell me how you feel.
I'd want to. Actually, I can't say that. Don't worry.
Have you seen any Tron movies? Have you seen the new Tron movie?
No, I haven't seen the first one. I've been meaning to, and I keep getting sidetracked by the Star Wars series, which you two still need to watch.
Will do.
Since 5 minutes ago.
Sorry, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Has anyone watched the 2005 Pride and Prejudice?
No.
I didn't watch the original.
Yeah. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
I think so.
I haven't got Netflix and all Disney Plus.
So you asked, is it on Netflix just to come up with, I don't have Netflix.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I'm asking whether I can watch it.
That's my favourite film ever. And everyone, so there's a big argument about whether, I think it's the 1996 version or this version, but this version is so, because it's a lot more cinematic. And also, I forgot his name. I think it's Mr. Collins, the weird one.
Yeah.
Everyone's like the in one. the uh, the 1996 version, like, they make him physically recoil at how horrible he is. But I think I don't want to watch something and physically recoil. So I much prefer the 2005 one.
What's your favourite movie of all time?
Star Wars?
Star Wars?
No, actually.
Surprising, after your whole yap.
Hush. Favourite movie of all time?
Go on. I've got two, so you can say more than one.
Right, that's fine. More than one. Right, I'm going to go... You know what? I'm going to say Rise of Skywalker. I'm going to say that one.
Yeah. Is that a Star Wars one?
No, it's Avengers. Of course it's Star Wars.
I thought you just said that this one threw the balance at her.
Yeah, but it annoys me, but it's a good movie.
So it's your favourite film of all time? It annoys you. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a good movie. You can have good movies that annoy you, but it's still a good movie.
Fair.
Okay.
What are your two?
Gotta be Devil Wears Prada. Mm. Absolute.
And Devil Wears Prada 2?
No, Ocean's 8.
Oh.
The casting for it is a work of genius.
What was the last one that came out? Was that Ocean 7? The last one that
Don't
came
know.
Out?
Don't know. I haven't watched any of the other ones. I'm happy with my Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett.
They did 11, 12, 13, and then they did 8. Which was
with, yeah, but the others are with men.
Is 8 the one where she got out of prison?
Yeah.
And then she goes... Yeah.
Debbie Ocean.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Are you an Anne Hathaway fan then? You got both in there.
Top favourite actors have got to be Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt.
Oh, well.
Mine's RDJ, Tom Holland, and no, I've got 5. Chris Hemsworth.
That's got to be my mum's.
Who's Doctor Strange? Benedict Cumberbatch and Andrew Garfield. I don't like the other Spider-Man. He wasn't very good.
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah. He was good, he just wasn't good.
I think you've offended Lana.
No, I think... He was just the... No, to be fair, he wasn't the original Spider-Man, but I think he was just like... I don't know, he was just a good Spider-Man. Okay.
The staple for Spider-Man.
Oh, I've just offended people in this room.
You offended somebody.
Yeah. I mean, he's good. He's just not the best.
Yeah, fair.
I liked his appearance in No Way Home, was it? Yeah, his appearance in No Way Home was long needed. We needed him back in the Spider-Man universe.
But also, he's like the coolest Spider-Man because he can actually like shoot webs out of his hands.
So can Tom Holland now. Have you not seen the new trailer?
Can he actually?
Yeah. Because there's this whole thing.
Never mind.
No one remembers him. He woke up covered in webs on the side of a building without his suit on. And then he goes to see Dr. Banner about genetic mutation.
That's cool.
I love Banner.
Also,
gotta watch it.
What's your theory? What's your opinion on the conspiracy theory that Miles Morales is going to be in the new Spider-Man movie?
Who's Miles Morales?
How do I put this without being offensive? He's the one that wears the black suit with the red stripes in Air Jordan.
Into the Spider-Verse. That makes
sense. Let me show
you. I know the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't, I think I've like watched a few episodes like ages ago. But
that one.
Like a live action version of
him? Ooh. So let me show you the picture for the new trailer.
Love Gwen.
Yeah, I think I remember that because I remember this really weird scene of like his hand getting caught in Gwen's hair.
Oh yeah, yeah. And
like
then they
I watched like 3 episodes and then I stopped. But Gwen's not in Spider-Man.
It's an episode,
is she?
She might be.
Because I have it as a movie.
There's a movie. I think there is a TV show.
Is that?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Right. I'll come back to you in a minute.
Look.
So that is an Air Jordan footprint. Miles Morales is notorious to wear. What's that?
Why are we actually going
not an
into
Air Jordan?
It's a symbiote. It's a symbiote. It's Venom. Venom's going to be in Brand New Day.
Lana, do you have a favourite actor or actress?
Hold up! Oh, yeah. We diverted, didn't we?
Kira Knightley. Yeah. I do. I'm a big Office fan. So, like, I love The Office. So
the fat guy.
The fat Kevin.
Kevin, yeah.
No, I love... Oh, why has his name gone out of my head? Michael Scott. I know his name.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, yeah. I love him. I think he's hilarious. And I love... This is from... names are just going up my head now. I'm being asked.
Well done.
He was this guy in Horrible Histories. That played... He played Dick Turpin. He played, like, Charles II. Matthew Bainton, that's him. He is, like... It's just because I grew up on Horrible Histories.
Yeah, no, valid.
We can tell. Is history one of your GCSE subjects, by the way?
No. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
And I can't think. Oh, I don't know if this... Well, no, it does count as an actress because she is one. But you know Rachel Zegler? And how... Have you seen her Addison Rae cover recently?
No.
And it's like she's done Of Fame Is a Gun. And she's done this like musical theatre. It's like Ben Platt's cover of Diet Pepsi, if you've seen that. It's like that. And it's so good. And that I can't stop listening to it. And she's one of my... But I don't know... I like her for her, like, singing and, like, in Evita. And she was in Romeo and Juliet as well with Kit Connor. But I haven't seen any clips of that. But I think she's, like, really talented.
We can put the song in if you want.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's recorded.
Please don't do Green Sleeves again.
We're not doing Green.
Maybe it's not recorded. I can see if we can find it.
Yeah.
Just put a clip of it in.
Yeah. It's, like, Fame Is a Gun, Rachel Zegler. Don't ask too many questions. That is my one suggestion. You know I keep it real. I live for the appeal. Knew it from the start. It was the only way to mend my broken heart. Don't ask too many questions. This is my one confession. It never was enough. I always wanted more.
Favourite decade of music.
Decade of music. Oh, I'm a big Frank Sinatra fan as well.
That's what, 60s and 70s, isn't it?
50s? 40s?
Yeah.
50s and 60s. I know he's
so old.
I know
he's
old. Yeah.
Green Sleeves and all.
Well, I don't. My you know how on Spotify Wrapped they give you like a music age? My age is like 83 or something.
That's fine. Mine's 103.
What mine's, music do you listen to?
All sorts.
Yeah, fair. Mine's like in the 50s.
To be fair though, mine is the 2000 raves. That's...
That makes you 100?
Yeah, no, that's just my favourite decade.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I've
gotta
got memories
be...
of being 5 years old down the M25 with the windows open just blaring rave music.
I would blare Pet Shop Boys because my dad grew me
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely love them. I saw
favorite
them twice.
Favourite song?
Ooh. Their spin-off of the Where the Streets Have No Name.
Yeah.
Or Suburbia.
Or, yeah.
Love Suburbia. I want a dog is a bit strange to me.
Yeah.
Also, Rent, I don't really like. I quite like Monkey Business as one of their newer songs. I saw their Dreamworld tour twice, once in 2022, and then last year at a festival, which was really cool. And then, what's his name? Neil Tennant. He smiled at me, which was very sweet. What?
Who listens to Michael Jackson?
Not me.
Ish. From time to time.
Right, have you got a top three or five songs?
It's like the main ones that everyone knows.
And?
Thriller.
Okay.
The names have gone out of my head.
I don't think he released that one.
Did he not?
No.
Am I tweaking?
He's joking. He didn't release a song.
Thank you. Oh. I'm just slow. I'm sorry.
I'll give you mine and it might give
go
you.
Go on.
So, in no specific order, you've got Black and White, Beat It, Human Nature, Chicago, which technically he didn't release, but he sung it.
Yeah, I like that one.
What did I say? No, let's ignore that. Human Nature, Beat It, Black and White, Chicago. What's the other one? There's
Billie
another
Jean.
Billie Jean.
I like
that's
Billie
it.
Jean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say top three: Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean. Just like the ones everyone knows, because I don't really go deep into Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I think those are the best ones, aren't they? I mean, yeah. Yeah. You know he did the soundtrack to one of the Sonic the
Hedgehog games? Did he actually?
Yeah.
Has anyone seen Michael Jackson's Simpsons cameo?
No.
No.
It's a brilliant episode. Homie gets sent to a psychiatric hospital and Michael Jackson's in there as a weird bald guy saying, "I'm Michael Jackson," and then slips out the Billie Jean.
I think I've seen like a clip of it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And then they removed it once all the controversy came out about him and certain individuals.
Can we just let the guy rest in peace, honestly?
Yeah.
It's going to be a new Simpsons movie next year, maybe.
Is that?
Yeah.
Ooh, I love The Simpsons.
I remember my dad was talking about that. I'm not a big Simpsons fan myself.
The first movie, it was all right. It didn't make too much sense. He buys a pig. It poos, he puts it in a lake, it becomes infected. Big glass dome. Which doesn't make sense. But...
No. Okay.
And then
I'll take your word for it.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah, I don't really want to.
Fair enough.
I'm too lazy. I'll be fangirling about Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins, which I think is great casting.
Gotta is love she Emily the one Blunt. Married to John Krasinski?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's his name from The Office?
Yeah, Jim. Yeah. I love The Office.
Oh, I love.
Although I'm only on, like, I watched it all really quickly up until I think like season 8, and then when Michael Scott left, you know, when someone like a character leaves and you just don't want to watch it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not that, like, I think it's good. I'm just like, oh, it's not the same without him. Like, apparently it's still good anyways, but I just don't feel like watching it.
That's why I sort of gave up on watching Marvel films, because I was really sad when Tony Stark died.
I don't think there's been any since then. Actually, yes, there has. There's been a couple, but it's more TV shows.
Yeah. Do you
Deadpool
guys...
and Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys think Natasha Romanoff's death was sadder than Tony Stark's, or vice versa?
I think they're both equal.
Yeah.
I think Widows was bad.
Mm.
Just because we just saw her lying there, lifeless.
Yeah.
But Stark's was sad. Because when you think Avengers, you think Iron Man, Captain America,
yeah.
Hulk.
Yeah.
And possibly Thor, but... his was sad because he had the whole thing about saving the world. And then his hair, half his face missing. Or black and crumbled. And he's just got... What's his name? Pepper and... Holland around him.
Which one was more heroic?
Heroic?
Tony.
Really?
No.
Because
Natasha.
Everyone on the field that was fighting would have like died for the cause. Like that was just something that everyone would do, and it just so happened that
it would make sense to be Iron Man, like, writers-wise, whereas...
I think Natasha's, because she had to go back to get the stone so that she could save everyone. If they didn't get the stone, then it would have all gone to hell anyway. But I think the planning could have been done a bit better.
Yeah, probably.
Because they knew Nebula was still active.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how the entire endgame ended up happening. Because Thanos was dead at the start. Half the world was missing. Or was it half the universe? Or
half the universe.
Half the universe was missing. But, yeah.
I feel so bad for Natasha. Like, she... Like, her character plot is just, like, horrific.
Mm.
Like, it's just really sad. And she was, like, one of the first, like, characters to first, like, ever show up. And then she was, like, one of the latest to get her own movie. And then she had a horrible upbringing. And then she died. It's just, like...
I think Wanda's story is worse, though.
Yeah. That's also just really sad.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard that Scarlett Johansson's going to DC now?
Is she?
Yeah, in the new Batman, I think. Well, I mean, DC hates, like, revealing who's playing who, so I don't know.
So did Marvel before Stan Lee's death.
Yeah.
That was sad.
Yeah. I loved his cameos.
Yeah. I've got a parcel for Tony Stank. That's my favourite one. That's RDJ's favourite one as well. I asked him about it a few years ago when I met him.
You met him?
What?
What?
I met him in London. There was a premiere for something and he was there.
That's so cool.
What? Yeah.
Speak on it. Talk.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. obviously, I was maybe 11. And I knew him as Iron Man.
Yeah.
Was it before? This was after Stanley's death. And I think it happened quite recently, possibly. It hadn't been long. And I said... Or my mum said to him, I'm so sorry about Stan Lee. Did you know him very well? And then he started talking about the cameos and I said, which one's your favourite one? And he says, I've got a parcel for Tony Stank. And I think that's the last cameo we actually done as well.
It's wild that you met him and had a conversation with him.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I can just about remember it, but it was a good day.
I bet.
Mm.
Damn.
Yeah. I think it's time for a song, Lana. Me? Something that isn't Green Sleeves.
Okay, let me think. We should do some Sinatra, I think.
Ooh. Can I choose the Sinatra, though?
Yeah.
Begging.
Books. favourite books?
I've got a couple, but they're series. So, I'm a big Harry Potter fan.
Yes.
That's a good series.
Never read it.
Hold on, can I just say, what was it? It wasn't older. The Half-Blood Prince is absolutely...
Be careful what you say here.
You can read it or watch it once, you won't have to do it again. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
But it does.
No, it doesn't.
You have to read it before you watch it.
Right.
That's when it will make more sense.
Okay.
Because if you watch it, you see Potter and Dumbledore at some old dude's house disguised as a chair.
Okay.
And then Potter gets a book telling him what to do. If you see, like, if you don't read the book first, then yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, in the film, it's just like, wow, Snape is the Half-Blood Prince. What is the Half-Blood Prince? I don't remember.
Snape.
Yeah, no,
that's all it is. It's just Snape's name.
Yeah, but what importance does that have to the rest of the franchise?
It doesn't, but...
My point stands.
Potter wanted to do potions.
Right.
What's his name? I was going to ask Lana, but she doesn't know. No. The teacher that comes in.
Slughorn?
Slughorn. Yeah. Slughorn comes in, and then they let Snape teach Defense Against the Dark Arts.
Yeah.
Which then means Harry Potter can do potions, which he's always wanted to do. But Potter's good at it.
Okay.
Because of Snape.
Yeah.
Because it's Snape's book.
Yeah.
And also the Felix Felicis, which is the big part of it. But it's important because they needed to bring Slughorn in somehow. Because
okay.
They needed him for the final two movies.
Right.
They didn't need him, but if they didn't bring him in, they wouldn't have... It would have made less sense.
Okay.
Seems like I thought it would be something you'd be into.
No, I don't know. I think it was me just trying to be different and not read it because everyone's read it.
Yeah.
You're missing out. A bit like the Star Wars.
Yeah, I think it just seems like a lot.
There's a lot to get into.
And it's a lot of books, a lot of films. And I'm not good at sticking to series.
Mm.
Like, I kind of will read one and then, like, not. Although, I'm saying that. And one of my favourite books, and I'm not just saying this just to say that I've read it, is War and Peace. Because it alters the way I've then read things before. I think it's so well written.
Do you also read Crime and Punishment for fun?
No. No. It's on my list.
Greensleeve.
Crime and Punishment and Anna Karenina is on my list. But I've started with War and Peace. Because I think it's just so... It's so long. But because it's so many different characters' perspectives and different narratives and things... It's so, like, I don't know, it just feels like three separate books merged into one and it all comes together so nicely.
So are you saying if I merged Harry Potter into one seamless book, you'd read it?
To be honest, probably.
I have all the books, I just haven't read them.
What's the point of having a book?
Because I don't like reading.
So I'm going to take it you haven't read Dry yet.
How did you know?
Have you?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Loss of water.
Yeah. It's like, it's quite interesting. It's like a modern day dystopian book. It's like, okay. It's like, because the thing is with dystopian books like The Hunger Games or Divergent, they like probably wouldn't happen. In our lifetime. Whereas the water coming out, like, it's unlikely as it is, it is a possibility. That is quite interesting.
Neil Shusterman, the author, he's got a very key dystopian theme throughout his books. I'm not going to give you anything because it's going to be my questions, but you'll find out on Thursday when we meet the author.
I'll explain this.
So, as the reader programme, we get given a book for our Year 9 and Year 10 residentials. So, last year we were given Unstoppable by Dan Friedman, and the winner, and we meet him, we get our book signed, and we get to ask him questions about his book. So, for those who don't know, Dan Friedman wrote Unstoppable. He also wrote the Jamie Johnson series because he had a previous background in football. But this year we've been given a book called Dry by Neil Shusterman and his son Jared, or his daughter, or someone who's
child,
in some relation to him. And we meet him on Thursday.
Yeah.
And we get to ask him questions and stuff. And there might be another prize. So last year we got given Premier League football for the best question.
But like, you got given the Premier League? Like
football.
Oh, football.
No, you would have missed all.
You got given the whole Premier League football. So just a singular football, okay.
Hmm.
Are you
going to
read the book by Thursday?
No.
So you just AI it through some questions.
Well, now I know what it's about, so.
There's a bit more
I
to
might
it than that.
Read it in about 5 years. I'm might, but I don't.
I'm reading it slowly in the boarding houses.
Well, because I would read it in my, like, room in the boarding house, but I brought my Nintendo DS, and I'd rather play on
that. What have you got on DS?
It's a DSi that I got recently in the red, which I'm really happy about.
That doesn't answer the question.
I'm getting there. She plays the red. I'm getting there. We love the red, honestly. Okay. So it came with some games. I currently have like the best games. I have Mario Kart DS. I have Nintendogs. I have Cooking Mama. Something in the Lost Future, like this detectives game, which is really cool. And I have like this puzzle game, which is really cool.
Just to let you know, I've got all of them games and more without owning a DS.
What?
Tell me
how.
My emulator. Yeah. It's a perfectly legal emulator before someone starts questioning.
I'm questioning it.
Oh well, I'm not answering it.
Fair.
But I've got all of them.
Let me live my Nintendo DS life.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Let us know when you join Modern World.
Has anyone got a Wii?
Yes, of course I do.
I've got a PS3 and.
On the laptop?
Yeah, I've got a PS3 and a Nintendo DSi.
I've got all the retro stuff. So I've got PlayStations up to 4. I've got all the Nintendo consoles, so all the Game Boys, the GameCube, SNS. There's a couple of others that I can't remember. I've got the Ataris.
Okay.
I've got... Ooh.
Let me know when you join the modern world, eh?
I collect them. I don't use them. There's a difference.
Well, then what's the point?
Why wouldn't you?
I'm fair enough, actually.
Do you collect anything?
Other than the 9-inch nails that you find in the garden?
If I'd be finding 9-inch long nails in my garden, I'd be concerned.
That's
I
what?
Collect can tabs.
Ooh.
A lot. I'm like a magpie. Shiny, shiny, shiny. I don't drink fizzy drinks or drinks in cans. So my friend always has like a J2O at lunch. I'm like, gimme, gimme, gimme.
And what school do you go to be getting J2Os at lunch?
Well, no, he brings it in.
Surely there's some rule about bringing a glass bottle into school.
Not glass, the can.
They do cans of J2O?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When? Why do I not know about this?
Yeah, exactly. Join the modern world. Me and my MetaQuest 2 that I proudly bought at the age of like 12.
I've got an Xbox One.
I've got nothing more than that, to be honest. That's like it.
Do we have time for another song?
Yeah, of course. Can I do one?
Yes,
please.
I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage.
We knew that was coming.
I said it.